As we reported to you a little while ago, the United States Supreme Court has thrown out the California law that banned the rental or sale of violent video games to children. In fact, this is one of those cases where it wasn't even a close decision. It was 7-2. And joining us live, Professor Bradley Joondaff. He is a constitutional law expert at Santa Clara University. Professor, thanks for spending a little time with us here this morning. It looks as though the court is pretty clear on where it stands on this law that was attempted here in California.
Yeah, although the court splintered, I think, a little bit more than some of us had anticipated. There was a majority of 5 that joined Justice Scalia's opinion. Chief Justice Roberts and Alito have also voted to strike down the law, but they would do so on narrower grounds. And then Justices Thomas and Breyer, sort of an interesting grouping, dissented in the case. So although it was 7-2, it was only 5-4 on the reasoning in the case.
But the bottom line is the Supreme Court agreed with the federal court here in California, the Ninth District looked at this, right?
Yeah, exactly. They held that this was unconstitutional because it singles out expression based on its content or its message. And if there's one thing that the First Amendment generally prohibits, it's exactly that.
All right. So is there any place else that those who advocated that law here in California could go on the basis of what they read into this decision?
Yeah, I think there are more narrowly tailored laws that would potentially be constitutional, things that didn't flatly ban all sales or rentals to minors. You could do things like put them in, require that they be placed in certain areas of the store. You could have mandatory rating systems, things of that nature, greater information provided. But something this broad as a flat ban on all purchases or rentals by minors is impermissible.
All right, Professor. Appreciate your time. Professor Bradley Joondaff there. He is a constitutional law expert at Santa Clara University.